And we've turned back in session at 10:20. Dr. Cornwall.
Okay, we're moving to item 4B4, case 20-25, Trizia Lage, PTA.
It's Lage.
Is she here by any chance? Okay.
Well, I will make the corrections. I see that I misspelled her name in the investigative report, and I will make those corrective changes for you.
Thank you.
So, this is complaint 2025. Ms. Lage failed to complete 10 of 10 continuing education hours for the 2018-2020 compliance period within the specified time frame.
Okay, and we'd like to make a motion.
This is Mr. Greer. I would move that we offer Ms. Lage a consent agreement pursuant to the Continuing Education Disciplinary Matrix, PTA, which would be a $150 civil penalty, requires you to retake the Arizona law exam in 6 hours. If he doesn't accept the consent agreement, I would invite her to an informal hearing.
King, second.
And that CEU can be performed online?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to offer the matrix, which includes $150 civil penalty, easy law exam, and 6 hours of ethics.
All right. Any discussion? Are you ready to call the question? Let's go ahead and have a vote then.
This is complaint 2025. Ms. Teresa Lage, PTA, is to offer her a consent following the matrix of $150 civil penalty, successful pass the easy law exam, 6 hours of ethics, which can be performed online. If she does not sign the consent agreement, she would go to an informal hearing.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Moving on to case number 20-38, Janelle Wartenberg, physical therapist assistant.
I believe Ms. Wartenberg wanted to be present. Ms. Wartenberg, are you present?
She was. I saw her name on.
All right. Well, she did say she had to work today, so that may be the issue.
Yeah. I see that she's still there. She's just on mute.
Oh, Ms. Wartenberg, if you could unmute.
She has her hand raised.
Can anybody see what the hand raise is?
There's not a chat associated with the hand raise. It's just a hand raise.
Judy, Monica, can you see what the hand raise is?
It's purely her clicking the hand raise button to indicate something. Unless she's present, we can't tell. So,
Ms. Wartenberg, I just need you to unmute so that you can speak to the board.
Perhaps she can type something in the chat just to tell us what her status is, maybe, or what she's challenged with.
I think she's on the phone, so she'll have to put in some pound something to unmute.
Star six.
Star six. Thank you.
All We don't need to see you, Ms. Wartenberg. We need to hear you. Can you turn on the microphone to the computer or take yourself off mute of the meeting by clicking the little microphone down at the bottom of the screen? Okay, she's going to try the phone, so we'll give her just a minute. Ms. Wartenberg, are you now present? I see that she joined. Ms. Wartenberg?
Can you hear me? I apologize.
There you go. We have you. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
That's okay. So this is complaint 2038, Janelle Wartenberg, PTA. The board reviewed this at the previous meeting in January, tabled it to this meeting so that Ms. Wartenberg can give you an update on her court case.
Ms. Wartenberg, go ahead and give us an update.
I completed the alcohol screening. They said I didn't really test high enough to require counseling services. However, on the court order, it did say counseling in place of jail time. So she gave me a 2-day class that can be completed. They hold them once a month, I believe, for the next 4 months. So I'm going to complete that just to be compliant with court and not have to serve jail time.
Okay, thank you. Would you be willing to answer questions if any board member has them?
Sure.
Okay. Does anyone on the board have questions for Ms. Wartenberg?
Dr. King, I have a super quick question more for Karen. Karen, I see an email from her regarding the outcome of the a Lady of Change. Do we have something official stating that she'll do 2 hours of counseling? We don't have anything official, just the email from Janelle.
We just have the email. It is very difficult to get any kind of documents out of the court system.
Okay. So does this suffice?
Sorry to interrupt. I do have a paper from the facility that states that. I don't know if that's what you were looking for.
It is. I think it would be helpful if that was submitted. Other than just your email would be helpful. Just to corroborate. Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any questions? Okay. So, what are board members' initial thoughts, motions?
This is Mr. Greer. I'd like to make a motion that we issue an advisory letter stating that the licensee should be aware of the reporting requirements of ARS.
King, second.
Okay, we have a motion with a second. Any discussion about that motion? Okay. Does everyone have enough information they feel like they can vote? Let's go ahead and call the question.
For complaint 2038, Ms. Janelle Wartenberg, PTA, the board will issue an advisory letter outlining the reporting requirements and reminding Ms. Wartenberg to report. Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
No.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
And Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right. Jessica, thank you very much for participating. All right. If you have questions, the board staff will be happy to help you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is case number 20-43, Jessica Johnson, physical therapist.
2043, Jessica Johnson, PT. Ms. Johnson failed to renew her license on or before August 31st, 2020. Ms. Johnson's license was reinstated on November 9th, 2020. She worked 39 days without a license.
Okay. And she has not, she did not respond, if I'm correctly, right?
That she is correct.
All right.
This is Mr. Greer. I would move that we offer the licensee a consent agreement pursuant to the Arizona Board of Physical Therapy Disciplinary Matrix for Unlawful Practice Papers 2019, which is 90 days probation with early termination option, a $460 civil penalty, require her to retake the jurisprudence exam, provide evidence of having notified employers, payers, and patients, and take an ethics course. If she refuses to sign the consent agreement, we invite her for an informal interview.
King second.
All right.
Just to recap, the motion is to offer a consent agreement, I assume with early termination possible, Mr. Greer?
Yes.
And if she doesn't sign to an informal hearing. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. So the motion is to offer 90 days probation, a $460 civil penalty, successful passage of the AZ law exam, notification to employers, payers, and patients, as well as a 6-hour ethics course, which I assume can be performed online. You are in discussion.
This is Peggy. Once again, I take exception that she did not respond to the board. And I think this should be forwarded to an informal hearing without using the matrix.
All right, so we've got a motion, we've got a second. So if anyone's inclined to consider something else besides this or in addition to this, we need to defeat this motion and then propose something else. Unless the maker of the motion and the second want to withdraw everything.
I would prefer that you voted on the motion and not withdraw.
I would too. So let's, does everybody have enough information that they'd like, they can make a, have a vote? Okay, yeah. Let's call the question then.
So complaint 2043, Ms. Jessica Johnson, PT, to issue a consent agreement for 90 days of probation, a civil penalty of $460, successful passage of the AZ law exam, notification to payers, employers, and patients, and a 6 hours ethics course, which can be performed online. If she does not assign, it will go to an informal hearing. Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right. Next item on the agenda is case number 20-44, Nick Thurlow, physical therapist.
2044, Nick Thurlow, PT. Mr. Thurlow obtained a compact privilege without first taking the Arizona Law Exam. The board tabled this from the January meeting to allow Mr. Thurlow to voluntarily surrender his Arizona combat privilege, which he has done. This case is for your review.
I move to dismiss.
Second.
Who's the second?
I am, Mike Clinton.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Clinton.
All right, let's go ahead and call that question.
So for complaint 2044, Mr. Nick Thurlow, PT, the motion is to dismiss. Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
The motion is dismissed.
All right, next is very, very similar. Case number 20-45, Luke Harmon, physical therapist.
Mr. Harmon obtained his compact privilege without taking the Arizona jurisprudence exam. This was seen in the January meeting where Mr. Harmon was removed for voluntary surrender. Mr. Harmon has obtained voluntary surrender of his Arizona license.
Make a motion to dismiss.
Kelly's motion stands. I second it.
Thank you.
All right, discussion. All right, let's vote.
For complaint 2045, Luke Harmon, PT, the motion is to dismiss. Yes, Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
The motion is passed.
All right. The last one in this category is case number 20-46, Kimberly Thurlow, physical therapist.
Ms. Thurlow obtained her compact privilege without first taking the Arizona jurisprudence exam. The board requests table this from the January meeting to allow Ms. Thurlow to obtain voluntary surrender of her Arizona compact privilege. Ms. Thurlow did obtain voluntary surrender of her compact privilege.
I would move to dismiss.
Second.
Discussion. Okay, let's vote.
For complaint 2046, Kimberly Thurlow, PT, the motion is to dismiss. Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay, so we now move on to item 4C, review, discussion, and possible action for review of potential opening of a complaint. SS, physical therapist.
So please keep the initials when you discuss. Somebody has put back on again. Make sure you are not in your executive session, that you're muted there, please. So the motion before you is to either open a complaint or take no action.
This is Peggy. I think we need a little bit more further investigation in this.
I agree with you, Peggy.
So I can we say that's a motion and a second, or is that just
discussion? I make a motion that we have further investigation into this.
The motion would be to open the complaint.
This is Mr. Greer. I don't know how to investigate this one based on the complaint. You don't have you have a complainant's name, but we're going to get her chart is not going to show anything. I don't know how you investigate this.
I think the only way you can investigate it is to call witnesses, I guess, or offer opportunities for witnesses for people who have received the disparaging comments as his staff.
And we're into an ethics allegation, you know, because as much as I don't like people being jerks, you know.
Well, I think the investigator can contact the person in question, and I don't know what they do. Perhaps she would like to comment on this and say that, you know, that it's been complained that they're doing harassment and posting expired licenses, etc. I just think there should be a little bit more further investigation into this.
And if you do want to open a complaint, I'm going to ask you to identify the potential violation of law.
Right. Mr. Greer, you're kind of saying, if I'm taking it correctly, that it's not against the law to be a jerk.
Unfortunately not. Of course, I sleep easier knowing that's the law.
Yeah. We did not actually get a motion in a second, so just so you're aware.
I'll second it.
Okay, so the motion was to open by Ms. Hunter, seconded by Ms. Dr. Cornwall.
And I would include the two statutes that were listed in the initial report here, ARS 32-24-412, failing to adhere to recognized standards of ethics, and which includes 11-3, and then ARS 32-2051 about certificate holders and licensees having a display of a copy of the license certificate.
I agree with that.
So we have a motion, we have a second. What kind of discussion? I understand that this is kind of an unusual complaint, because the person is not really complaining that he was rude to her, but he was rude to everybody else. Even though it's not going to be an easy investigation, I think we ought to go forward with it.
I think it'd be good to hear from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel that people don't need to stay in a working situation where they're being harassed and or abused verbally. So I feel like that's somewhat of a choice.
Yeah.
There's a lot of PT clinics around.
Okay, so is everyone ready to vote on the motion?
Yes, I'm ready.
Go ahead and call the question, Karen.
So the motion is to open a complaint on SSPT. Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Greer. Every meeting, Josh. Mr. Greer.
No.
Ms. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Clinton.
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo.
No.
Dr. Cornwall.
Yes.
The motion passes. We will open that complaint.
Okay, so next item is KL, physical therapist.
The options before you are the same, to open a complaint or to take no action.
Dr. Donahue, I have to admit, I don't understand this.
Thank you, Peggy. I thought I was the only one.
If I could summarize, the person who filed the complaint failed the occupational testing, and as a result, did not get a job they thought they would have. As a result of that, they have alleged that KL inappropriately administered the test.
Okay, well, I guess I'll ask a stupid question. What are the testing equipments that they use for this type?
I do not know.
Okay.
It sounds like they use the Biodex based on what I read.
Yeah, I think it was. It was one of those concentric or isokinetic testing machines. Mm-hmm. We can talk about how. I mean, in order to fail it, you basically have to show that you can't generate enough force in set patterns. Usually the knee and the shoulder. The machine is it's a little complicated, especially if you haven't used it for a while. How to set people up. And so the therapist not being able to set it up correctly is not a surprise. What is a surprise is that he shouldn't have agreed to even do the test since he didn't know how to use the machine. Mm-hmm. And there are set protocols that you use in order to be used for employment testing. They count on you doing them by protocol, and there's a certain place to put the pads, certain speeds that you have to test at. You get a printout and blah. So the therapist wasn't up on being able to do this, and should have had somebody else do it. I don't know exactly what violation that would be, other than, you know, you should know your limits.
I'm sorry, I had to step out for a few minutes. I feel like we need to open a complaint. I feel like this is substandard care. Mm-hmm. He, in my opinion, did not test correctly. And so,
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, having read through, and it's a lot, you know, a lot of the details of the complaint, I agree with you. I think with any patient, with whatever is on the line, we need to make sure we're doing due diligence to make sure we're providing consistent care, quality care. And it doesn't sound like, well, it sounds like this would be an interesting thing to hear. I'd like to hear from the therapist.
Yeah. So yeah. I think substandard care probably is the one that fits the best.
Yep. Yeah.
We do not have a motion.
Any other comments or a motion? Mr. Greer or Mr. Clinton, I'm interested in your opinions because you're not, a physical therapist assistant.
I found the complaint to be difficult for me to understand exactly what happens. Now that you guys are explaining it, I kind of see the potential violation. But my first impression was to dismiss it, but you guys have enlightened me.
Okay.
And for me, I thought it was substandard care. If you're going to use equipment, the PT definitely should know how to use it properly. Also, what troubled me was when he mentioned that he requested a copy of his records and wasn't given any. So is, you know, I'm not sure where that's a violation, but that's also a potential violation because it's a patient's right to get records.
Is that Karen, is that something we need to add, or
yes, that is a.
Or is it just become part of the investigation?
We can add that as an allegation.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
I still don't believe we actually have a motion. You're discussing something that's not on the table.
All right, so let me move that we open up an investigation with citing substandard care and denying the patient access to records. I'm not sure what number that is, but
I will find it. Is there a second?
Second, King. Second.
Okay, so now we have a motion, we have a second. You're in discussion. Any further discussion? Or are you ready for the vote?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go ahead and vote.
So the motion before you is to open a complaint on KL for the following violations of 20.44.4 and the failure to supply a copy of patient records to the patient upon request. Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
The motion passes.
The last one is JG, physical therapist.
Mr. JG notified the board within 10-day reporting period that he was arrested for a DUI.
I move that we take no action.
Second.
Any discussion?
The one thing that concerns me on this one is that we don't know what was his blood alcohol level. You know, I mean, if it's a nominal amount but crosses the threshold, yeah, let's dismiss. But if it's 2-3 times the limit, then we might have another issue here.
Ms. Donahue, do you know whether or not there's an update since he was supposed to have a hearing on 31st of 2020?
Mr. Gallegos has a lawyer, so when that happens, or attorney representing him, when that happens, we can only talk to the attorney. So I have not had any contact with Mr. Gallegos. I have asked the attorney twice for documentation, and I have not received it. Since it had gone on 60 days, I just moved this for you to review for potential opening or non-action.
Yeah, I can see the dilemma that we don't really know, we don't have all the information, but I'm still inclined to take no action.
And so, that is the motion on the table, yes.
Yeah, so any other discussion, comments?
I think I agree with Mr. Clinton. I think it would be informative to know what his blood alcohol level was and the circumstances of his arrest.
Okay. So we're voting on the motion to take no action. So if you disagree, then we need to vote this down and then propose something new.
Let me ask a question to Mark. Mark, yeah. Is there significance that this is in city court as opposed to county court?
Not that I'm aware of, no, but I'm more than happy to look into that if there is a distinction.
And the reason I ask that question for the rest of the board is city courts are usually very minor issues. I believe, and I don't know this, my understanding, and this may not be correct, that if it was more serious, it could transfer it over to the county court, but I don't know that.
Nor do I.
Is Dr. King, is it a possibility outside of the motion to table until there are findings? Court findings?
Well, Dr. Cornwall, yes. Members of the board, one of the things that we could do is continue it and to make another attempt to get more information from the attorney. And during that, can also look into seeing if there's a significance that it's before city court.
All right, well, do we have?
You have a motion to take no action that's been seconded.
So let's call that question. Let's see.
So the motion before you is to take no action. Dr. King?
No.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Clinton?
No.
Dr. Pastillo?
No.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
The motion fails. So your only other option, I guess you have two. One is to open a complaint where we can get the information, or you can table. I would say the best move here then is the motion to open.
That seems, you know, I didn't particularly want to go down this road, but since we're headed to it, I think an investigation will give us a better chance of giving the information that we want, rather than continuing to contact the lawyer and he or she has a good reason why they don't want to give it to us, but maybe we can find out if we open an investigation.
And if we open an investigation, it gets their attention much more than if we just table it.
Yeah. So let's see, we don't have a motion though, do we?
Not yet.
So I don't think we have an actual motion. So I'll make a motion that we open an investigation.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay.
I'm still a no. This is exactly what we want people to do. And hesitant to come down on somebody following the law. But.
Any other comment?
Mr. Greer, but he's just not giving us enough information. I mean, was this on a work day? What was his blood alcohol level? There's other things. It can always go into further investigation and then it can be dismissed.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
He's giving us what he's required to by the law.
I mean, the law does not require him to give us blood alcohol numbers, et cetera. So anyway, does everybody have information that they need
they may not know the blood alcohol levels within the first 10 days. You know, they only have 10 days to report it. They may not know all that information, so.
But the fact that the attorney is not giving us any information, and this is already end of February, so they should have that information already, and there was a hearing at the end of last year. Yeah, there should be some information, and you know if it turns out to be just a low number, then we still can dismiss it instead of moving it forward once we open the complaint. It's still an option.
I think you all bring up very interesting and valid points in that we require reporting, which he did. Let's hypothetically say that it was like severely high, significantly high blood alcohol level, and there's some serious problems. Like, we just wouldn't know until he gets arrested again. I guess it's just an interesting. It's an interesting case, you know, like, where do we dismiss, and then it goes on and it ends up being pretty egregious, but we don't know because we dismissed it at this point.
Well, the only time I would be really that interested in the blood alcohol is if an extreme DUI or there's some indication that he might be drinking on the job.
And if we dismissed this, if we, you know, took no action on this, would we ever know that?
No, we wouldn't. That's right. Why an investigation to get some facts that we could say feel more comfortable with dismissal if we go that route. So if he blows 0.09, which is just above the limit, okay, fine. Then it was a Saturday night in downtown Avondale. Okay, then we could dismiss it at that point. But if he blows a 2.4 or something like that, then we would want to take a look at if he has a substance abuse issue.
I agree with you, Mr. Clinton. I think we have to think about what is the point of requiring reporting of an arrest? You know, it's not just to report and we thank you for reporting and we move on. Like, is there a problem that we as a board need to be aware of or practice?
Yeah, because if he has a substance abuse issue, then it's a, you know, and he may not at this point be drinking and treating patients. That's a slippery slope. And that's why we, in the past, we had people who have gotten high blood alcohol contents, having substance abuse evaluations and things like that, just for us to do our due diligence, mm-hmm. make sure that these people are safe to practice.
I think that that's the intent of the law, to require that you report if you've been arrested.
I agree.
So is there a motion to open an investigation?
There is.
And a second?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, any other further discussion? Let's go ahead and call the question then.
Okay, so the question is to open a complaint against JG, Dr. King.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
No.
Ms. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Clinton.
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo.
No.
Dr. Cornwall.
No.
The motion is a tie and the motion fails. Now your two options have failed.
Is there an option to make a motion to continue until there's more information and hope that they disclose it, or?
Mr. Harris, this isn't an actual complaint. This is a memo. So I'm not quite sure what we can do with it.
Yeah, and Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, I think one option is for you just to continue the matter and ask staff to see if they can obtain additional information between now and the next board meeting and just re-agendize it for your consideration. Or as an alternative, you can just have more deliberations on the motions to see if the deliberations can move one or more to another side.
And specifically, I would want to know if there's any significance to the fact that this is in city court and not a county court.
Yeah, I don't believe that there is, but I'm not 100% sure. So yeah. I'd want to look into that.
I'm not either, but something in the back of my mind's telling me that there's a significance there, and maybe it's a misdemeanor charge and not a felony charge. That would make me feel uncomfortable about not opening. Mm-hmm.
So tabling it, it's not really going to be an investigation, but
we're just going to request more additional information.
And will we be able to request the information from the county or city courts? Does that constitute an investigation?
We do have a public lookup. I can see if anything's there, but my actions will probably be to contact the lawyer again.
I move that we continue this case for more information, specifically the impact of, or the details about it being in a county court versus a city court, or other way around.
Second.
All right, so we have a motion and we have a second to postpone.
So your motion is postponed to the March meeting.
All right.
Correct.
Any other discussion? Okay.
So the motion before you is to postpone. Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a moment at 11:05 just to stop the recording at this time.